Moshe, we have the great schos this week to read Parshas Re'eh, and I want to share with you what I think is an incredible idea by the Piagetzna, by Rav Klonimus Kalman Shapir, in his Sefer Esh Kodesh, in a drush on Parshas Re'eh in the year Tovshin Aleph. So the Rebbe writes as follows. He quotes the beginning, the psukim from the beginning of the parasha. Re'eh anochi nosin lefnechem hayom bracha uklala. See that I have placed before you today a blessing and a curse. Es habracha asher tishmu al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. So the bracha, if you will listen to the mitzvos of Hashem your God, asher anochi mitzaveschem hayom, v'haklala, im lo tishmu al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. And the klala will be, if you go ahead and you do not heed the word of God, v'sartem in adarach asher anochi mitzaveschem hayom l'alechas acharei Elohim achir mashalo yedatem. And if you veer off the path that I've charted for you, veer off the path of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve another God, ultimately the Ribbono Shel Olam says that's where there will be klala. So on the most basic level, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us or reinforcing the concept of free choice. Re'ei anochi nosin lefnechem hayom bracha uklala. We have a choice. The choice, right? What do you want to choose in life? Do you want to choose bracha? Do you want to choose klala? And Moshe Rabbeinu explicitly articulates this. The bracha is yours for the taking if you listen and you heed the word of God. But unfortunately, if you choose not to, there are repercussions. In other words, I have free will. I can do whatever I want. But free will doesn't mean the ability to be free from the repercussions of my actions. Free will means that I have the ability and I have the great privilege to choose. But with that choice comes ramifications. With that choice, ultimately, again, becomes the ripple effect of every decision that I make. And that's the concept that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to reinforce to us. But the Piagetzna understands this on a deeper level as well. And the Rebbe writes, Ki ha'isha Yisraeli, the Jew is obligated to believe and obligated to see that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything that is unjust. That is unjust. Quotes over here, the Zohar, lo avid dino. Dino usually means when God acts with strict justice. Everything that Ribbono Shel Olam does is just. Even when he meets out justice, and even when things are difficult, and even when as a result that there's tsar, there's pain and suffering, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is dino, is din, is just. In fact, again, remember, we acknowledge this in some of the most painful moments of loss when we bury a loved one. So there is a tefillah, or there is a recitation of Tzidok HaDin, which is acceptance of judgment. And in that acceptance of judgment, we say that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Dayan HaEmes. He is the true. Everything that happens is just. V'chutz mizeh, sheyisod ve'echam yomigil ikareim, u'mikimosha anu omrim. And the Piagetzna says, this is one of the 13 principles of faith. What do we say? Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima, sha'abori yisbarach gomel tov l'mi sheyishmar mitzvosav, v'ya'anish l'mi sheyavra mitzvosav. One of the ikrei emuna, one of the 13 principles of faith, is I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards those who go ahead and keep his mitzvos and punishes those who do not. Okay? So obviously, these concepts play out in a much more profound and obscure way in the actual world, but on the most basic level, what the Rambam is saying, what the Piagetzna is saying, is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, is there's a choice to be made in life, and depending on the derech you choose, that will dictate how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with you. Re'ei anochi nosin lefnechem ayom bracha uklala. So the Rebbe goes on, aval gam zeh gorim lischaskus v'simcha b'shas yisurim. The Rebbe says this knowledge, this idea, as the Zohar articulated, that kutshabrichu lo avid dina below dina chas vechalila, that everything God does is just, gives us nechama, gives us incredible consolation and chizok and strength, even during times of incredible suffering. He quotes over here, sha'ayideh shebeshas yisurov, makir es avonosov, ki kol echad makir es nige levavo, v'roa lama higia la onesh hazeh eno misraim chas v'chalila. So the Piagetzna says something amazing. He quotes over here from Tanya that when a person suffers, see, the great challenge in life is We never know why suffering occurs, right? We don't have a Navi anymore, we don't have a prophet. And even and the truth is, we also have the concept of tzaddik v'ralo. See, it's easy to think bad things happen when people are being punished. So if something bad happens, what I construe as being bad, it must be a punishment for something bad that I did. But we know the world doesn't work that way, because again, remember, there's the concept of tzaddik v'ralo, which tells me that bad things happen to good people. Nevertheless, what the Baal HaTanya says is that at a time when I am suffering, it is an opportunity for me to introspect. At a time when life is not going according to plan, it's easy to go ahead and wag the accusatory finger at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but more important is for me to introspect, for me to look inward, for me to figure out, is there something in a state of disrepair in my life that I need to address? V'roa lam higil la'onesh hazeh, eino misraim chas v'chalila. So the Baal HaTanya writes that when a person undergoes difficulties and they go ahead and they introspect, and they find that which is broken or in a state of disrepair within themselves. So whether or not that which is happening is because of things that are in a state of disrepair in me, what I do know is that I have faults. What I do know is I have shortcomings. What I do know is I have personal difficulties. And these yisurin, the suffering that I'm having, the difficulties, the challenges that I'm encountering now, are providing me the opportunity to introspect, to look inward, to identify that which is broken, and to find the courage to fix it. Ubatuahu Bashem Shekimo Sha'anash also Kenitev Imo Kishiyashu Vikaevas Bino Yirtse also Ubazemis Chazik Umisameach Atzmo. And I believe that in the same way that if I accept the fact that perhaps these difficulties that are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe are there to awaken me to certain things which are in a state of disrepair inside myself, then I also believe that the same way that the difficulties and the challenges come to awaken the need for introspection, awareness of my faults and deficiencies, and is a call to action to fix them, I know that once I fix them, bracha is sure to follow. So this, the Rebbe is teaching us, it sounds so simple, but it's so profound. Remember, to say that when a person suffers, it's related to wrongdoings or sinful behavior that they have engaged in, such a sweeping statement like that we cannot make. For the world is complex, and there are many things ultimately, again, that don't simply follow that type of linear reasoning. Tzadik v'ralo, bad things happen to good people, good things happen to bad people. But the Piagetna does say is that when bad things, and when we say bad, I say bad in quotations, when challenging things happen to us, it is absolutely a call to introspection. And one thing you could bank on, which is when any of us introspect, we are sure to find things that are in a state of disrepair and that are in a state of being broken. Those very things which I would just ignore when life is going according to plan, when life doesn't go according to plan, and there are challenges and there are difficulties, I'm forced to confront, I'm forced to acknowledge, I'm forced to examine, and I'm forced to fix. And when I fix them, says the Piagetna, then I could be assured that bracha is sure to follow. V'chus mizeh, ha'yisurim him astaras panim. Furthermore, sometimes the Piagetna says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us difficult circumstances, those difficulties may also be a form of hastaras panim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding himself from us. Lochin kishiro gam behem yad Hashem, tzidkaso v'amitaso, az ma'avir bazeh hastara. So this is amazing. The Rebbe says, sometimes when a person suffers, they could feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding himself from them. I don't see God. I don't feel God. I'm not experiencing God in my life because I feel so broken. I feel so pushed down. But says the Rebbe, if you adopt the approach that suffering and difficulty and challenges is an opportunity and an awakening for introspection, then I see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the most difficult of circumstances. Then suddenly again, even though I might be suffering, and even though life may be difficult, there's no Hester Panim. The God's identity or God's hand is not obscured, is not hidden in my life, because I now recognize that these challenges are the catalyst for my introspection, for identifying that which is broken and ultimately taking action. Umegala also yisparach gamitocha hester vegamitocha dinim umemelikisha hester over azna se chesed viskasfine. Ve'ech ef shalomar ali yisurim shemastar upon him. Ha ima anochi bitzara. So the Rebbe says, but one second, how can you say that when we suffer and when we have difficulties, it's Hester Panim, it's God hiding Himself from us. After all, we know the Pasuk in Tehillim, Imo Anochi Betzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that He's with us even in times of great pain. V'gam Hu Yisparach Sobel Miyisroneinu, God suffers along with our suffering as well. Rak Ha'ish Shechas V'Chalila Inu Mekal Bahachna, V'Dome Lo Shechas V'Chalila Him Belo Mishpat, who osa esa hester chas v'chalila kilu mesarech esekev yachol. And here the Rebbe says something which is exceptionally profound and also quite heavy, which is that when a person is suffering, a person is having difficult circumstances, and they don't introspect, they don't look inward, and all I feel is that I'm being punished by God, that's where there's an estrangement from God. See, if all I feel is the patch, and I don't use the challenges of life as an opportunity to introspect and look at what is broken and figure out a way to fix it, then all there is the punishment. If all there is the punishment, then I feel that God is spiteful. If I feel that God is spiteful, then I wonder, why is God leaving me? And that's when there's Hester Panim. We create the Hester. The Ribbono Shel Olam never leaves our side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us at all times. But we have to allow Him in the door. If when I encounter challenges, all I'm doing is focusing on the challenge, and I'm asking, why me, why me, why me, why me? This is not fair. Instead of saying, okay, there's a challenge, there's a message, there's something going on, let me look inward, and I may never be able to figure out why the challenge is occurring, but I'm going to use it as an opportunity to look inward, to introspect, identify that which is in a state of disrepair, and begin the process of fixing it, then I see the hand of God even in my difficult circumstances. Masha'inkein, as opposed to a situation where I don't introspect and all I'm doing is becoming hyper-focused on the difficulty of my circumstances and the lack of fairness, quote-unquote, in these circumstances, that creates Hester Panim. I blot God out from my life. I keep Him out. He's trying to come in, but I'm not allowing Him a seat at the table because I'm refusing to introspect and try to figure out what to do with these difficult circumstances. And the Rebbe goes on and he says, this is the pshat in the pasuk. V'zeh re'ei anochi nosei nifneichem hayom bracha uklala. Es habracha asher tishmu'u v'haklala im lo tishmu'u. The Rebbe says, the Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us a very simple yet profound lesson. See, I am placing before you today a bracha and a klala, a blessing and a curse. The blessing is if you will listen. The curse, if you don't listen. What does this mean? What the Rebbe is telling us, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us a very simple lesson. Shetira shahakol betzedek vidin. Everything that happens in our lives is tzedek, is righteousness and din. And justice. There are no haphazard events in our lives. There are no occurrences within our lives. Everything that happens to us as individuals ultimately is the result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. Everything that happens, Re'ei, Anochi Nosin Lifnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Hashem says, your brachos come from me. Your klalos come from me. As habracha, you get the brachos when, if you do what I ask you to do. You get the klalos when you don't do what I ask you to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what I'm asking you to take from this is what? Ubazah shetira zos tifal shia anochi nosin lifneichem. I am the cause of your circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Re'ei, I need you to open your eyes and see anochi no same lifneichem. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am the one who brings about the results of your life. You know, we're learning in Gan Emuna that sometimes when we encounter interpersonal strife, we get angry at people. But a real Baal Emuna understands that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even my interpersonal discord comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, listen, here's the message. Re'ei, I need you to open your eyes and understand. Anochi no same lifneichem hayom bracha uklala. I create the brachos. I create the klalos. Yes, the realities of your life are fundamentally rooted in the nature and the quality of the life that you lead. Ah, you'll say, sometimes we can't trace that. Sometimes it seems that people who listen to the mitzvot, learn the Torah, do everything they're supposed to do, yet suffer so terribly. And conversely, people who seem to be so terrible, so horrible, yet succeed in such dramatic ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, don't get caught up in my cheshbonus. Don't get caught up in the way I run the world. But here's what I need you to do. I need you to know that everything that happens to you in life is from me. And if it's from me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that means that there's a message. There's a message for us in the brachas. There's a message in the klalos. There's a message in the good times. There's a message in the difficult and sad and tragic times as well. And our job is to figure out as follows. When there's a bracha, ultimately again, I'm supposed to look inside myself and say, you know what? What am I doing right in my life that has earned me this bracha? And how can I build on it? Does it mean that when you identify the thing that you're doing well, that's the cause and that's the source for the bracha you received? No. Or I shouldn't say no. Maybe yes, maybe no. But we have no way of knowing those cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But my job, when the brachos come, is to introspect, figure out what I'm doing right that could be the cause of this bracha, and figure out how to build on it. And on the same level, when it's the klala, because it's Re'ei Anochi Nosin Lefneichem Ayom Bracha Uklala, the brachos are from Hashem, and the klalos, the difficult circumstances, are from Hashem as well. So when the difficult circumstance comes about, what's my job? Same thing. Introspect and ask myself, what is broken inside of me? What's broken? What's broken? Does it mean that because A, B, C, D, and E is broken, that's why these difficult circumstances are happening to me? Maybe yes, maybe no. But it's not my job to figure out the whys. It's my job to figure out the what. I have to introspect and ask myself, what is broken inside of me? What is broken inside of my life? And how can I use this as an opportunity to identify and ultimately to fix, to repair, and sometimes to rebuild? This, says the Piyajetzna, is the meaning of the opening phrase in this week's parsha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I just need you to see me in all of your life circumstances. Re'ei, open your eyes and see. Anochi nosin lifneichem hayom bracho klala. When you have the brachos, introspect and build. When you have the klalos, introspect and repair. And the Rebbe and Rafi says, O bechodesh elul, shuas chalos yimei hadin, as dafka na'asa ani ledodi vidodi li. And says the Rebbe so beautifully, that we know this Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, as it was in the year Tav Shin Aleph as well. So this Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Rebbe says, is the beginning of the month of Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li, an acronym. Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li, an acronym for Elul. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. You know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates His love to us? By constantly trying to give us guidance through the events of our life. By giving us guidance and giving us messages, yes, both through the brachos and the klalos. Hashem tells us, I love you. Hashem tells us, I care about you. Hashem tells us, I'm involved in your life and trying to keep you on the derech which will ultimately lead you to success. That's the ani ledodi vidodi li. I am to my beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm going to strive to try to introspect and figure out the messages you're sending me, vidodi li, and I ask you to keep sending me those messages. Because without those messages, without your hadracha, without your guidance, I'm flying blind in life, and I don't know where to go. This is the message of the Piyajetzna, and the message that we should be Zoche Meretz Hashem to internalize. Re'ei, to open our eyes and to always see. Anochi nosein lefneichem hayom bracha uklala. The good times and the challenging ones all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Ribbono Shel Olam asks of us in all circumstances is when there are brachos and when there are klalos, to look inward, to figure out what to build upon, and to figure out what to repair. May we be zoche meretz Hashem to internalize this lesson, especially as we go into Chodesh Elul, and may we be privileged to have a Shabbos, a month, and truly a lifetime of Ani LeDodi V'Dodi Li. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.